or developing what we learn about Kusala too. For example, even if we cannot have the just a little moment of Kusala, how can we attain Nibbana? Much more difficult than just doing good right now. And that can help too. Doing good right now is easier than attaining Nibbana.
What are the indications that one has been developing the path correctly in this lifetime?
Understanding reality which appears and know the moment with or without sati.
Can we somehow look back and make some conclusion?
Generalization. No, I think Shukin's saying, can we, how do we know whether there is any awareness being developed in this lifetime or not?
Okay, reality is appearing.
Yeah.
What about the understanding of it?
Right. So you have to say, is there more understanding of reality now than before? I mean, otherwise there's no... Is there understanding of it? Well, obviously, partly is, partly isn't.
But conceptual understanding or actually knowing the moment that I'm...
And one can know by oneself, because reality is appearing.
Would conceptual understanding be also, just realizing that there's certain things that are rising and falling away now and...
Theoretically, So Panya knows when it's theoretical understanding and when it's the direct understanding.
Mm.
Because after all, no one can force sati or sati bhavana to arise. So a person can, so at the end of his life, just be on the conceptual level.
The most difficult path is this path, because it goes against attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Even from the very beginning, I would like to, that is wrong.
Mm.
And even just a little attention with the idea of wanting, it's wrong again. So one have to keep in one's mind all the time, this path is the path of detachment.
Mm.
And one will be saved.
So can we also then say that this idea of wanting to have sati becomes less and less might be an indication
of
understanding?
Or more? Or less understanding?
More understanding.
Of more understanding.
Wanting, less wanting to have sati.
Or less wanting to have sati.
An indication,
right.
More understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be an indication of losing
one
interest.
Is freed from...
But it's very hard because we can fool ourselves so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
The only test is really the present understanding, because anything else, if you sort of think, oh well, last week there was less clinging for sati, or I don't get as angry, or I mean there can be so many different conditions affecting each different heater. Is there a reason why you say everything is Dhamma rather than everything is a Dhamma?
Okay, any word that you can understand that.
Because everything is not a Dhamma, everything is any Dhamma.
Everything is a Dhamma. In English usually we would say everything is a Dhamma. Everything is a Dhamma, small d, or everything is the Dhamma, capital D.
Getting back to what we were saying earlier about knowing the moments with sati, without sati, can you say anything more about moments with sati?
Mm-hmm.
How they are different?
When sati arises,
right.
It is aware.
It's aware.
It is aware of an object, of a characteristic.
Does it have any other characteristic apart from that, the moment of sati? I mean, it's wholesome moment, so is it?
I mean, sati patthana or sati sampajanya, not only sati,
right.
At level of dana and sila.
So likewise, we can't just measure or think of our progress it has to be a lot with our way of life. In, I mean, how much in a day we really concentrate.
Our understanding reality right now. So as long as there is that level of understanding, we know that what we have learned and heard is not enough. So what? How much we progress? Progress in theoretical knowledge.
Even within Pariyati, is there better and more understanding?
What do you think? A person who reads a lot, knows a lot, but does that person really understand what he or she read?
Yeah, it's very difficult to measure. So it's, each person has to answer for himself.
As long as a person cannot see that the studying of Dhamma is studying reality which appears, we know that that person doesn't have any understanding of what he has learnt at all. He just remembers what he has read, but not understanding.
You're talking about remembrance. If I remember that...
Seeing is Nama and visual object is Rupa. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the person understands anything?
No, I'm not talking about another. I'm talking about we ourselves.
So we know whether we really understand reality right now, because there are realities right now, and visible object is not that which sees. This is the understanding of reality right now. Not just read and think that they are conditioned reality, sankhara, dhamma, and rupa is not nama. Not just by reciting or memorize.
But I'm saying that if at this moment we can't really make... at this moment I cannot make an assessment of whether how much I know by just saying how much I understand this moment. Because... at another moment, I may have another.
That's the thing, how much I know.
But everyone wants to know whether they are developing understanding correctly or not.
So that's also a test at that moment. Like if at this moment there's thinking or wondering, I wonder how much has been developed or how much has been understood. So at that moment, there can be understanding of the doubt or uncertainty, right? Lack of understanding at that moment. Different accumulation, so that one person may have a lot of understanding but maybe a very bad temper, or maybe a particular weakness for breaking a particular precept or something, so one really can't tell or judge because we all have blind spots or problems. But then other times you say the behavior or the should be in accordance. Can you say anything?
According to Panya, if there is some more panya, then the behavior can be conditioned by panya. And it depends on the individual's accumulation too. If that person doesn't have accumulation to follow yet, then what everyone does must be by accumulation.
But there can be, just to follow briefly, there can be development of panya but still have strong kilesa.
According to one's accumulation.
And since it's so hard to even know oneself, it's, I think, pointless to speculate about others.
The more one understands Dhamma, we just talk about Dhamma.
Yes. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Pariyatti Patipatti, as we were before, after in the higher levels of understanding, one knows that the higher vipassana jnanas, sotapanna, there's moments of understanding, there's no thinking in between after chinta vipassana. Does it mean that any understanding is only direct understanding?
There can be the direct understanding of thinking.
Okay. But it doesn't mean there's still Pariyatti, still intellectual thinking.
There can be condition for any kind of reality to arise.
But it's known as thinking.
Because there is the understanding of thinking is not self, so it doesn't mind at all what will arise, thinking or no thinking.
But even, for example, when namas and rupas are clearly understood at the beginning, thinking is understood as a nama and there is growing detachment. So what is the, why is this distinction made? What is the difference between, for example, when vipassana grows and namas and rupas are clearly distinguished in higher levels of vipassana jnana, when before you said no, the thinking is known clearly as anatta?
At that very moment, but not enough. Otherwise, whenever thinking arises, there would be the understanding of thinking is not self.
Right. So you mean every moment of thinking is understood?
Clearer and clearer, better and better.
Clearer and clearer.
Until there is no attachment to that reality as self anymore.
Right. Right. So the difference between the higher vipassana jnana in that regard and the weaker ones is just the clarity, not the time.
And less attachment.
And less attachment.
Because we can think about seeing, if we were to reflect on seeing, it would be thinking about seeing.
Right.
And if we were to reflect
right,
on
thinking, it would be thinking about thinking. But that doesn't make it more difficult or less likely.
Excuse me. Thinking about the reality which thinks, or thinking about just thinking, not the reality of thinking.
Yeah, the characteristic of thinking itself doesn't appear. Whereas on the other hand, visible object does appear. So we can think about visible object, but the characteristic of thinking itself is think about that.
But you're not thinking about it's a visible object. You're thinking about an idea of something that you've seen.
But as Jonathan said, it just depends on accumulations, because thinking arises in the characteristic and the object of awareness just now, even when there's thinking about it or wondering. The awareness of that wondering or that doubt or that thing, any reality can appear by conditions.
No, it's not a question of can or not can. In fact, it's good enough just to know in theory that it's just thinking.
You are talking about thinking about a visible object which is now appearing, right?
Yeah.
That it's possible, right?
Yeah.
And what about the thinking about the seeing?
That is also possible.
So, it's the same as thinking about the reality which thinks.
Mm. And in the same way, just right. As there can be awareness of seeing or this logic can be awareness of thinking, just another condition.
Right, right. I've just made the mistake of thinking that when I think about seeing, I know it better than thinking about thinking.
Right.
I just want to clarify this thing I said a bit before about high stages of insight and beginning and understanding characteristic more clearly, because I think that I heard you say on a tape that higher stage is no contemplation, only vipassana. So I was very confused because, like you say, still thinking and no minding, whether there's minding. What would it have meant, no contemplation, only vipassana?
When you know this as a glass, do we have to contemplate whether it's a glass or not?
But it depends on conditions, whether they're thinking about
it. We talk about the avicca, which is so skillful.
Right.
It knows by its way as something all the time. But when it's vicca, it knows opposite.
Right.
And so when it develops, it can know as soon as it arises. No need to contemplate at all.
But as you just said before, when Panya develops, it doesn't matter whether it's thinking or no thinking,
mm-hmm.
because it's just conditioned. So if there's contemplation or pariyatti, intellectual understanding, it's by conditions. So isn't contemplation the same as pariyatti? Or what do you mean when you say no contemplation?
As soon as awareness is aware of a characteristic, does Panya really know that? Or it takes time?
It takes time.
And that is meant by contemplating.
Mm, oh, I see, you mean, is there a gap or is it immediately understood?
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, if it's like, let's say we're talking about visible object, if there isn't understanding immediately, if it's contemplating, then it's not direct understanding because it's just...
But it is the beginning of turning towards the characteristic
right.
of reality.
Right.
Little by little.
Okay, so what you're saying is that when it's no contemplating or it's just comes in sooner.
Depending on the level of vipassana too.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes it sound like earlier it's not direct understanding if there's contemplating, but sometimes direct understanding, sometimes contemplating,
mm-hmm.
and what you're saying is
anything
later.
Can arise to be the test for
right.
panya, whether how much it knows about that reality.
Can you summarize that?
It doesn't mean there's no thinking or no intellectual understanding, but because the understanding itself is
sharper
and clearer,
right.
less contemplation, less intellectual understanding, more
mm-hmm.
direct and immediate understanding of characteristics that appear. So when one hears, oh, no contemplation, it doesn't actually mean no contemplation, it just means, it's just a question of degrees and strength and clarity. On the Sudhimagga, with regard to anipana rupas, it says not suitable for comprehension. When it says not suitable for comprehension, does it mean cannot be known, or what does that mean?
What are they?
The vikara rupas, as
mm-hmm.
an example.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about the vikara rupa, what are they? If there is no mahaputta rupa, can there be vikara rupa?
No.
So what can one know at moment of touching? The vikara rupa or the mahaputta rupa?
The mahaputta rupa.
That is the meaning of that.
What about, I think, oh okay, so it refers to asabhava.
Right. Is it possible?
Very difficult.
Yes, but is it possible?
Possible. I think that is very difficult.
But is it possible?
Seeing is only Dhamma.
Seeing is Dhamma.
Seeing is Dhamma.
Experiencing seeing.
Without
it's
having
only,
heard the teaching.
It's only Dhamma.
Who are you asking about? Anyone.
Anyone.
Who's heard the teaching?
Anyone except Sotapanna.
Those who develop it. Understanding and experience that too. It depends on the panya.
But that does not eradicate doubt. So how can we say for certain that the knowledge is and the understanding is firm?
More understanding or understanding grows little by little.
What do you mean when you say it doesn't eradicate doubt? Because at that moment of understanding, seeing as Dhamma, no doubt. So
no, Kukya was saying that before stage of RN.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the doubt is worn away by each of those moments of directly understanding realities as Dhammas.
So the understanding can reach such a level that one is can state for certain that it is a Dhamma.
So the Panna eradicates the doubt.
Yeah, but I'm saying before that.
Less and less.
Well, at stage of Nama Rupa Parichetanyana, there must be the clear understanding of seeing as only Dhamma. That is a Nama Dhamma as opposed to a Rupa Dhamma. But the doubt is not eradicated, so there could other moments there could be doubt about it too, for that matter.
But at that moment,
mm-hmm. no doubt.
As understanding develops, just fewer and fewer conditions for doubt to arise. So by the time of Sotapanna, the doubt is already gone. It's not like suddenly there's a lot of doubt and then suddenly all eradicated. It's just completely worn away by that time. It must be so slight before that.